Hello. I looked up and the thing was moving. I thought it was still the intro because the second of hello everyone, welcome to Beyond the Ball. I am Collie, and this week I am joined by Big Paddy. Paddy, what's happening?
Hello, and as you can expect, the wonderful production as always from Collie. Thanks very much.
Yeah. No problem. It's what I bring every week, Paddy, and you know it.
I love it.
Paddy, we had a weird week of football because it was international. But I don't know. It wasn't the worst international break in the world. A little bit of excitement, maybe because we were playing France and we got a result against Latvia. Which
Kenny?
I think I put a video up on TikTok there yesterday just to say I'm fully behind them. I think I've accepted. It's like the Potter situation. I've fully accepted that. He's probably going to get the rest of this campaign regardless of what happens. So I think it's just time to start enjoying some Irish football. Like, do you know what I mean? If we can.
So Potter in and Kenny in.
Yeah, I've turned the table. You know, I'm trying my best to just get back to enjoying football again and not being so negative about it.
So would you go to a sauna with the two of them and let Kenny in and Potter in?
Oh, yeah. I'd go into one of them. Spit and one of them would go into me, yeah.
Yeah, a little collie sandwich.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Paddy, we're gonna have a little chat about the Irish games. Nothing too much. We're gonna just give our opinions on it. We're gonna then have a look. We've done our betting challenge, so the 10 or 2,000. As far as I know,
I swear to God, when you see mine this week, collie, absolutely, it's the first winner on the way. Now, check it out.
I believe. I'm kind of looking at my one's in play at the moment, and from what I've been told by you, that Scotland are already beating Spain, so mine might not last 30 minutes. So could be an absolute fucking shit show.
McTominay's up for scoring for Scotland. He's fucking scoring more goals than the fucking Austrian sausage. Get him up front for United, I tell you.
Right. So we have that, and then Paddy, Antonio Conte has been sacked after his fucking outrageous interview. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And then we have the weekend fixtures, which are nice and juicy. So, Paddy, we're going to jump into the first thing, which is the Irish review. I swear to God, that is definitely my favorite one.
I hear you're a racist now, Father.
And that one. right, Paddy, the first match we had was Ireland versus Latvia. We won 3-2. We were 2-0 up again and start conceding goals for fun, for the crack. I put a video up about Quibi and Kelleher, who I think is probably the most overrated Irish goalkeeper in history because he plays for Liverpool. Liverpool fans jump on the bandwagon saying he's absolutely unbelievable. The chap has played about 10 games for Liverpool, and he's done okay in some of them games, and he's done well with penalty shootouts. So all of a sudden, he's a world-class player. In my eyes, I think Bazuna was 100% a better goalkeeper. He should obviously be our starting. Now, I understand it was a friendly and he was probably just giving him a run out, but I don't think he should be anywhere near the goal. Bazuna was playing frequently for Southampton, might not be having the best season in the world, but he's still, in my opinion, again, I keep saying in my opinion because people are going to disagree with me, he gets probably both of them goals on whatever it was, fucking Friday or whatever it was.
He's more experienced as well. You know, he's playing more consistently than Kelleher. And what a name as well, Bazunu. Like, I wouldn't want Bazunu on goal.
It's very good. It's very much like Bazooka. So who wants to be shooting against the Bazooka? But I do think, like, the first goal, everyone's just going, oh, it's an absolute screamer, it's a screamer. Kelleher scrambles across the goal like something you'd see in a fucking Sunday league. And he can't sort his feet out. I think Bazunu gets that. I also think the second goal takes a... Everyone keeps saying a massive deflection. It barely even changed its fucking direction. And I think if Bazunu's there, right, it hits off his arm anyway. I think if Bazunu's there, his reflexes are a little bit better because he's more match fit and he's more sharp. Match sharpness is what I'd say. So I think he probably saves that one as well. So Liverpool fans, calm the fuck down about Kelleher because he's not all that and a slice of bread. I messed that one up.
If Kelleher was that good. Like, Alisson has had a few howlers now, And yeah. any manager worth their salt, if he had a good backup goalkeeper, he'd be saying to Alisson, right, I'm bringing this fella in now.
Yeah.
So you fucking, you know, pick up your fucking sandwiches.
Pick up the slack. Pick up my sandwiches. Pick up that bread. I think he's overhyped by Liverpool fans. It's standard procedure from Liverpool fans thinking everybody's fucking better than you are. So I think they were saying they were going to win the quadruple last year, and now all of a sudden they're struggling to.
They won the Seven Up Cup.
Yeah, the Seven Up Cup. So Paddy, that was that. Latvia, look, 40% of Ireland's goals we've conceded since 2021. So 2021 sounds weird, doesn't it? Have been from outside the box.
Wow.
Isn't that an unbelievable stat?
Yeah.
Also shows how shit the keepers are. I thought that was a funny stat. Paddy, onto the France game, because again, there's not much to talk about. It was a friendly, don't take much from it. Actually, Willie Smallboner. I mean, what a name. He actually played pretty well in the Latvia game. I was kind of disappointed not to see him start against France. But this game, Paddy, we
small, but he's hard.
He is small but hard, yeah, exactly. Especially exactly like a boner should be.
Yeah, small boner.
Small boner. So Paddy, this game we put up a fight. It was the first time that I've actually seen a good Irish fight. Like we used to have. It looked like there was a bit of heart in the team. Yeah. I want to just call out people, Irish fans at the moment, because the only thing that I don't agree with them is that they've been saying for the last 2 years, and this is why I've always been Kenny out. They keep saying, oh, we don't have the players. We don't have the players. We've got well enough players to be beaten. The likes of fucking Lithuania, who we weren't beating.
How many players on that pitch in either of those games were in the top four of the Premier League?
Top four, none.
When we were like playing well, we had a good few players playing in the top four of the Premier League.
Yeah, well, like you look at a lot of people will just say like top four is maybe a bit extreme, but people will say like Premier League. Like we have the likes of Seamus Coleman, who's playing well with Everton. We have Matt Doherty, who's over in Atletico Madrid, playing pretty well. He's in and out of the team. We have Bazuna, who's in the Premier League. Josh Cullen's in the Championship and is doing really, really well with Burnley, with Vincent Kompany as manager. He liked him so much that he had him at Anderlecht and then came back over to manage Burnley and took him with him. So that goes to show he's a good quality player. Look, James McLean has been there. He's probably too old now at this stage. Same with the likes of Jeff Hendricks and stuff like that. But then we have the likes of Ogbeni, who's playing, I think, in Norwich. We have all these players who are playing Championship to Premier League.
No, they're playing decent level, but I mean, compared to what we had
in the previous two eras. Yeah,
it's night and day. Like we were like if on the international level, we're a mid table team.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. But that's where I'm kind of getting at, is that we should be beating the likes of Lithuania, Latvia. Yeah. We did beat them, but like should be beating them more comfortably. Should be beating all them teams. So what I want to see in this campaign is I want to see Ireland beating the likes of Gibraltar. I want to see them beating the likes of Greece as well. I think we should beat Greece. Mm-hmm. And I want to see a possible upset against the Dutch, because France hammered them 4-0. Which means they're likely to concede goals. And we should not be afraid to go and play football against the Dutch when we see that they've been opened up on numerous occasions.
Ireland, the Dutch aren't the same as what they were either.
Never. No, absolutely not. So, yeah, I'm optimistic for this campaign. I think this should probably be Kenny's last campaign if he doesn't get us through. Like if we start losing against Gibraltar and start losing against Greece, that won't sit well. Like I have to admit, the atmosphere in the Aviva for the France game was unbelievable. And it's the first time, like, I mean, Irish fans are excited. They are getting excited for Ireland. I'm personally not
Look,
really.
When you hear this, I had forgotten about the game that was on Monday, and I went to pick up my son from school, and I was standing outside waiting for him to come out of class. And next of all, out of speakers outside the school, put them under pressure. No Jack Charlton start blaring out. Din it, din it. This is a friendly on tonight. What's going on?
Yeah, that's class. That
yeah, I remember by the Irish.
I remember, I think, was it the last competition we were in? Was it the Euros? I remember when fucking we got absolutely bounced off. And I remember I was in work that day and I was driving home. I think we were playing a late match, but I was driving home from work And I put that on. I was like, fucking, dan, 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 dan. And I was driving in. I was in the van. I was like, yeah, come on. I was like, getting so excited for it. Like, it was so fucking good. But like,
no, kids start coming out of classes and I just start dragging them, pulling them, pushing them out of the way. And all, come on, you boy, oh, yeah, elbow on Ireland.
Yeah. 2 foot,
2 foot tackles.
In honor of Roy Keane. But like, they're the type of like days that we all want. Like, and Irish fans lately have been so. Do you know what it's been like? It's almost been like American politics where you're either fucking a conservative or a Republican or whatever the fuck their two leading parties are over there. But there's such hatred for each other. Like, there has to be a day where we're just going to get back to Irish fans just being Irish fans and not being like Kenny in, Kenny out. Like, do you know what I mean? It's sad that there's a division in that. Like, and everybody's going to have an opinion, obviously. But if we all just fucking get behind it and just everyone just has the fucking crack in the pubs, that's all anybody wants. Nobody cares. We just want the fucking piss up.
Who is this man?
Oh, no, come on, Ireland. Up the fucking rah. Oh, Jesus, shouldn't have said that. Sorry.
I think Potter's Chelsea has turned you into a new man.
It's taught me lessons. Yeah. And, you know, I'm taking them on to life, you know. but anyway, that's all my positivity gone for. Ireland. Other than that, we're fucking shy. Kenny should be sacked. And just making clippable stuff, you know. So Paddy, look, I'm optimistic. Let's get a good run together here, you know, and put them under pressure. Yeah, right.
But let's hope the next international break is a long time away because the internationals suck.
We have to fucking call a spade a spade. It's fucking shy. Right, Paddy, have you anything else you want to add to the Ireland chat?
Absolutely zero, no. I heard Ireland have a good player now. I think his second name is Ferguson or something. And he was linked to United. So it's 80 million United buy him now for 80 million.
So you might have an interest in a couple of years if he signs for United. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I have to admit, though, Paddy, it is great. He is a really good striker. And he scored against Latvia, which is good to see. Good to see him getting on the score sheet early in his Ireland career. But I want to see... I didn't like Kenny took him off in like the 60th or 70th minute. I think just leave him up top. He's 19. He's young. He's fucking hungry. When the national anthem was finished, the camera went to him and he was like that. Turned around to one of the lads and he was like, holy shit, this is unbelievable. And you could see he loved it. Yeah, he loved it. He was really enjoying it. Like, you know, so that's what I like to see. But then obviously he didn't score and he got fucking whipped off because Kenny makes ridiculous decisions. But anyway, sorry, you know, that was negative. I don't need that. So yeah, Paddy, look, it's optimistic for the future, right? Keep your eye on it. And we'll see what happens. We're going to move off there.
The Six Nations was great, wasn't it?
Don't know. Don't watch rugby, chilly. Paddy, we're going to jump off that, right? And we're going to jump on to the betting challenge. Little stall there. Sorry, I couldn't find the graphic. So I'm going to share my bet. My bet is a live bet at the moment. And to be honest with you, Paddy, it's not doing well. So here it is. I done five. Oh, Jesus. I done a five-fold, €10 on it. It's 10-1. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go for it in the internationals. Last internationals day. So I'm going for it. I done Spain to beat Scotland. It's the 35th minute. And they're beating them. Scotland are beating Spain. I done Romania to beat Belarus, and they're already 2-0 up. I done Switzerland to beat Israel, and that's 0-0. I done Wales to beat Latvia, and that's still 0-0. So that's still okay. And then I done Turkey and Croatia to draw. Croatia are 1-0 up. But I don't mind that, Paddy, because they're the away team. You might get a little bit of momentum with Turkey. You know, the fans might get behind them, and they might break them down and score a goal. So
the Croatians,
I don't mind that.
Get all their teeth done at halftime or something like that.
A few hair transplants. Right, Paddy, that's my one. And because I'm on a browser, I'll have to close this.
What a ridiculous bet now, I have to say, for your first bet. You know, you have to go conservative.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see what we've got here. How do I share this? 1 second. Put on some music, please, Paddy. Entertain everyone. Right, here we go. Here you are.
Yeah,
everybody. So what have you done?
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Right, so 52-1. I'm looking to get there quick. But when I go through this, everyone's gonna say I think I'm after robbing the bookies. Let me check this out. So Man City, Liverpool, Man City to win, Arsenal Leeds, Arsenal to win. Chelsea Villa, Chelsea to win. United Newcastle, United to win. Chelsea Liverpool, Liverpool to win. Sorry, colleague. United Brentford, United to win. And United Everton, United to win.
So basically, United to win every single game in the world. You've got Manchester United in that bet 3 times.
They play 3 times in a week and a half or something.
That's ridiculous. 15-8 is a great price against Newcastle. I don't like your Liverpool beating Chelsea, Paddy. I'm going to be honest with you.
Because I think they'll lose against City and then they'll have to get something. So,
Okay. Look, Paddy, if it wins, it wins. And fair play to you. Best of luck to you. But I don't think it will. Anyway. That's
52-1. It's pretty rarely going to win.
We're trying our hardest there. Right, Paddy, we're going to move on to the next thing, which is the news of the week. Paddy, the only thing we have here really is the fact that Antonio Conte got sacked. We spoke a little bit about it last week where he was after doing that fucking explosive interview and called out all of his players, basically said they were all fucking spineless and didn't want to work hard, didn't want to suffer when they were playing. So they've gone and sacked him. Now I'll read out something that Antonio Conte posted on his Instagram there, just a little kind of mini statement, I suppose, to the Spurs fans.
Just in case the listeners don't know who you're talking about, can you just do the accent?
Antonio Conte. Do you want me to read the statement in that?
Please.
Oh, sorry. Football is passion. I would like to deeply thank everyone at Spurs. Sorry, I might slip off into fucking some other accent here, so just bear with me. Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm going to. Who appreciated and shared my passion for the intense way of living football as a coach. A special thought to the fans who always showed support and appreciation. It's unforgettable to hear them singing my name. Our journey together has ended. I wish you all the best for the future, Antonio. I don't know what that was.
Well, that was good. I thought that was all right.
Was it? Yeah.
I literally thought I was sitting down with Antonio Conte there.
Well, if you close your eyes, you would think it. So, Paddy, what do you make of that? We were kind of half expecting it, weren't we, after that absolute fucking molesting he gave us his team in the press conference?
I think it was damage limitation for him. I think obviously seeing what Spurs were like as a club, very Tottenham-y, you know, everyone knows it. They just bottle everything. He wasn't going to make the top four. So damage limitation, he will not be blamed now when the team don't make the top four because he got sacked. But he got sacked because of his outburst. So it's not, it's nothing to do with his performance.
I
think it was a very strategic plan from him to have that outburst following the game, to call all the players selfish because there was no way they could keep him. It was similar to the Ronaldo Piers Morgan interview. You know, it's just some things you just cannot come back from. And now they have it's a good timing now that the Bournemouth manager is gone. Bournemouth won 1 point off top spot, had won a trophy, were in another final, and then they get rid of him. Seemingly it's because it may have been that his wife or his girlfriend was a reporter and she was the one doing the leaking.
Oh, really? That's interesting. And I was there thinking that it was, did they just want to not miss the opportunity of getting Tuchel in?
I'm sure Tuchel's available a long time now.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he is. I didn't hear that about the reporter now. I didn't hear that. But that is interesting. So, Paddy, I suppose we kind of have expected it. I don't think he'll be out of football too long, knowing what he's like and knowing the ability he has as a coach. Do you know where it might suit him? And possibly at the end of the season, Atletico Madrid.
He's not Spurs.
What?
He will be going to Spurs.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about Conte, sorry. Sorry. I'm just thinking that.
He wants to manage in Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
And he says, I want to manage in Italy. That's what he
says. Okay, now, did he say it like that as well, did he? I was thinking he would have been like a straight swap. It's 1-0 to Switzerland. There's another one up me. I was thinking he was going to be like a straight swap for Diego Simeone when he leaves. two absolute nut jobs. You know, might sue it.
They want another one in though.
I don't know. Because he fell out with players, fell out with fucking Felix, who, let's be honest, it's great for us now.
He seems a bit short-termish as well, doesn't he? A bit Mourinho-ish.
Yeah, definitely. It's a short-term plan. He does it, comes in, he wins it. He does really well for the first couple of seasons, and then maybe he just, right, that's it, I'm out here.
No, that's Spurs.
Yeah, not at Spurs. Right, Paddy, that's it on News of the Week. Not much to talk about.
To reiterate there, it just shows how Spursy Spurs are, because even Mourinho, when you thought he was done, and, you know, he won a few trophies with United, supposedly had a bad run, but he done well. Went to Spurs, won nothing. Went to Roma and won their first title in like a million years or something. So it just shows that he hadn't lost it. It's just a Spursy thing.
It's a Spursy thing. It is Spurs. Spurs just being very Spursy. And that's the only way we can describe it. Okay, Paddy, that's it on the News of the Week. We're going to jump on to the Premier League predictions. Right, Paddy, we have 1-0 to Wales.
Yeah.
Again, so I have 3 out of 5 winning. One just needs one goal, and the other one needs 2 goals. Paddy, the first match is a juicy match. Manchester City versus Liverpool, 12:30 on Saturday. How do you see this one going?
Because it's in the Etihad, I just think they're going to, the City are going to get the win. Although I was very, very torn on my bet whether to say a draw or a City win.
Yeah.
And I had a draw first, and the bet went up to 100-1. I was like, yeah, that's how unlikely it's going to be that even Liverpool will get a draw there. I think City will get the win. I just think they'll be too strong. And they know Arsenal have Leeds later on in the day, so they're at home as well. So that they're not Arsenal are going to drop points there. You can't see it anyway.
Apparently, sorry, buddy, Haaland and Foden are out. I don't know if that changes your thoughts.
No, I still don't think, because supposedly now I've heard that Van Dijk was getting awful abuse off the Dutch fans as well, because he's been performing very poor in their internationals as well. You know, he's not the force he once was.
No.
And even depleted Manchester City, I think, can score against that Liverpool defence.
He hasn't been the same player since that injury. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, he's never returned to full fitness since after that injury.
No. It was at a very bad age he got the injury.
Yeah.
Very, very bad age. When you get an injury like that when you're young, you can kind of get through it. You've seen the likes of what a similar injury was. I remember Luke Shaw broke his leg and he got back. But you do that when you're 26, 27 and you take 6 months to a year to recover. It's just no real. You'll never get your peak back.
Yeah, it is tough. What's your score prediction on this one anyway, Paddy?
I'm going to go for a 3-1 to Man City, and I'm going to go for Gundogan to score.
Gundogan, yeah, nice one. I think similar enough. Sorry. I think Man City will probably win this one. Probably be a tight enough game. Liverpool will up their game against Man City. They usually do. But I think City will nick it. I think it'll be 2-1. And I'm going to go with a Bernardo Silva goal. I think he might get on the score sheet. Paddy, the next game, Arsenal versus Leeds. How do you see this one going? Is this the one where Arsenal, their little banana skin, or do you think they'll cruise through this one?
Again, you have to see how all the squads come back after international break. Odegaard supposedly nearly had a career-ending injury off one of the Man City players when he was playing in the internationals.
Okay.
One of the Man City players, they tried to two-foot him or something like that, and he was going mad. So I don't know whether he's fit and ready to play. He'll be a big loss if he's not there. But this is against Leeds, who really this season haven't done much. So I only see an Arsenal win here. I'm going to say Arsenal maybe 2-0 and Martinelli to score.
Arsenal sent Thomas Partey is the fucking physio over to Ghana with Thomas Partey to make sure he stayed fit through international break. That's how much Arteta is looking into all this. So they sent the club doctor over with him to make sure that he didn't get injured.
Wow.
So He's not taking any risks. And yeah, in fairness, fair fucks to him. I think that's a smart move, to be honest with you, because if you lose someone like that, you kind of puts a little, you have enough there. They have enough there to kind of bring in the likes of Jorginho there and sit in where he is. But it starts playing mind games with you then, that you're getting injuries, you're getting all these. Mm-hmm. It could have a knock on effect. So to be fair, they do. Yeah, I think they do. Like, they have a couple of players in that position where they can kind of come in, not weaken too much, and kind of keep that bit of strength. And also, like the likes of Jorginho coming in, he'd have the ability to control the speed of a game as well. So,
and they just focus on the Premier League now as well. There's no cup competitions for them to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. So look, it's all pointing towards Arsenal, but again, still have some very heavy games left. This Leeds, and I don't think, in my opinion, is going to be one that trips them up. I think they're going to win it comfortably, and I think it's going to be a 3-0 win. And I think Saka's going to score twice because he's been unbelievable lately. So yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Hopefully, I've just given them the kiss of death. And he does. Paddy, next one. Chelsea and Aston Villa. How do you see it?
Chelsea win. Although a good evening. could do a job on them. You just don't know what Chelsea, like, you were thinking there, oh, they're starting to come up with something good, and then they had the bad result against Everton, was it, just before the international break?
Yeah.
It's very hard to say. I'm going to go, because it's in Stamford Bridge, a Chelsea win, but a narrow win. I'm going to go for 2-1, and I'm going to go for, who's the new lad just signed? Felix?
Felix, Joe Felix. Fix the Felix. Again, Paddy, I said it. I was trying to back Potter so much, and then this shit hits the fan again. He draws against Everton. We have to win these games. These games, we have to win. Like, I don't know what's left for Chelsea this season. Like, we have to just try to win that Champions League, and that's all we can do. We have Real Madrid. It's going to be so fucking tough. But it's a cup competition. You never know. It's over two games. We can hopefully get a result over in Spain, and then come back to England and maybe take it through, maybe even get to penalties or something, try to go through. But anyway,
it's your best bet for Premier League position in this season, isn't it?
Yeah, like, if we can get Europa League, at least next season it gives us a competition to play for. I don't know whether we'll need to win it next year, because I'm fairly confident that we will get top four next season. Looking at the squad we have, and even the performance, the level of performances haven't been that bad. It's just been one or two things that haven't clicked. And I would imagine that Todd Bowley's going to throw some more cash around in the summer, get us an out-and-out number nine, which we need. To be honest with you, give us Ferguson. Evan Ferguson off.
Very, very, very few number nines out there. I'm telling you, there's a lot of clubs going to be in the market.
I think so, summer. Yeah. Paddy, I think we're going to win 2-0. I'm going to be honest. I do think we're going to win 2-0. And was going to say Felix myself, so I'm not going to mix it up. I'm going to stick with Vigo. 2-0, and Felix to score. Paddy, nice. On to the last game of the week. This podcast has been probably the quickest podcast ever. And the last game is Newcastle and Manchester United.
I can talk about this for half an hour now. So.
Go on, talk.
No. Yeah, Rashford got a rest over the international break. A strategic injury. I think it may have been.
You said arrested.
What?
I thought you said arrested.
No, good rest. He was over in New York, living it up. He's been rested now for the 2 weeks, so he should come back fresh, which is exactly what we need. Play him through the middle. You have to play him through the middle. The Austrian sausage is the Austrian sausage. We have Sabitzer, a bit of an injury there, which is a bit of a worry. Because Casemiro is obviously out for 3 games. Eriksen is back on the pitch training, but I presume he won't be fit for this weekend or match ready. So a bit light in the midfield areas. McTominay scoring a couple of goals for Scotland. Maybe trying to, you know, get his name into the hat for starting now, considering how light we are in midfield. I do think Newcastle are not the side they were. The one worry I have is that we beat them in the final. Do they have a point to prove this weekend?
Yeah. Revenge.
As of the final. I think we have enough quality there, considering a couple of players are after getting a rest, to come back after this international break and beat Newcastle even at home. So I'm going to go for a United win, but not a big United win. I'm going to say 2-1 and Rashford definitely to score.
Paddy, I just want to ask you what you thought of Brandon Williams taking the nitrous oxide. I don't know if you've seen that. A video was going around of him inhaling this nitrous oxide canisters.
I used to work as a medic, so I know nitrous oxide is laughing gas, really. Yeah. So it's harmless, but he should be aware that he's a role model.
Yeah.
To people outside the football. So whatever he does behind his closed doors, fine, but he's an athlete as well. Should he be doing that at parties? No, absolutely not. I'm not condoning it in any way, shape or form. Could be doing a lot worse, but he's a young kid. But what a waste in terms of, you know, you have this opportunity of playing for Manchester United, or right, he's not getting his game for United, but you're going to go to another Premier League club if you're at that level. But if that type of stuff is being seen about you, it's just a joke. And maybe a couple of these players were allowed to fester in the club for too long, because you're seeing more stories now about Greenwood as well, another youth player coming from United, and the attitude he had, or the bad attitude he had. Did you hear what he was saying about?
No,
he was saying, look, Ronaldo, when he was there and Ronaldo was there, he was like, oh, your time in Madrid was dead. In other words, you're shit now. And then he called all the youth team to their faces saying, these are all shit. He used to go around saying it constantly, all the time.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's not good. Just bad attitude. Bad attitude. Well read.
Yeah, fucking hell. That's mad. That is a... That's standard Manchester United behavior, in my opinion. But anyway, Paddy, I think you're going to beat them. I think you're probably... Did you say 2-1, did you?
2-1, yeah. Actually, 2-0, because I think our defense is strong. I think 2-0.
I think 2-1. I was going to say I agree with you on your 2-1, but I think 2-1. And I do agree that Rashford is probably going to score. I think he'd be well rested and he'd be up for this one. So, I'm gonna say 2-1. Have you anything else you want to add before we move off Manchester United and end this beautiful podcast?
I suppose just on the Greenwood thing as well, there was another story that United have rejected a bid from a couple of Turkish clubs to sign him. I really, really hope that he does not get a chance to play for Manchester United again. I know all charges were dropped, but I think he's a bad apple, and I really hope he doesn't play for United again.
I don't think he's needed with the current situation he's in. It's very, very good. It's very positive. I honestly don't think he will play for United again under Ten Hag anyway. And I honestly don't think he's needed. I think he's doing fine without him. So yeah, fuck him. Absolute rapist. Unconfirmed. Sorry.
that was mad experience.
Sorry about that. Paddy, that's it. We've wrapped the podcast up in record time, 33 minutes.
Excellent.
Wasn't bad.
Good things in small packages and all that.
Yeah. You'd love me if that was the case. Except for me, Paddy, that's huge. Paddy, we're going to end it there. Thanks everyone for watching or listening. If you are listening to us on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, make sure you follow us. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on TikTok. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and you're listening to us, give us 5 stars. Give us a good review as well, because we like to read stuff about ourselves to make our heads go bigger. Do all that good stuff. Paddy, thanks for joining me. It's been emotional.
Adios.
And we will see everybody next week when we will be watching.
Chelsea and Liverpool.
We will be watching Chelsea versus Liverpool next week on Tuesday at 8 p.m. So join us there, B Square. I fucked it up again. Be there or B Square. Paddy, good luck.
Good luck.